Welcome to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. Today is July 8th, 2023. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So there's a lot of putting things to end, physical realm type energy flying around, right? This could include physical confrontations, clearing off your chest, getting those words out. For the others of you, this is going to be appreciation or lack of, like people just being able to articulate the things that they wanted to say but couldn't really say due to whatever. Maybe it's a dynamic or distance or possible lack of interaction. Maybe you guys just haven't crossed paths. But either way, somehow, some way, this is even, you could be crossing paths with people. And they've just not said what they felt like they needed to say because they couldn't get it off their chest. But this is that energy that's going to allow individuals to get it off their chest. Right? This is that energy that's allowing for dynamics or circumstances or people being in certain places at certain times in order to allow for those interactions to unfold, right? Consciously, if that makes sense. Being patient with yourself and with other individuals is very important too, just because the vibration is, it's that perfect energy. So you just want to be delicate with it, right? Because what you send out is what's going to slam you, right? It's that instant return. It doesn't matter about return to senders. It's the way that the energy is in position with, the shifts, the alignments, the fact that yesterday, that 777 portal energy, that real solstice, high vibrational, let me pick you up and everything can go right, it's going to kind of thing. That's where that's at, right? That's what's triggering everything. It was at its peak yesterday and it's still in its peak energy today. So you really want to just go a little bit gentle with the way that you're sending things out, especially if you're doing it towards yourself. So do your affirmations, set your goals, tell yourself mentally, lay things out on your foundation, right? Canvas painting. That's that meditative exercise where you picture yourself in this nothing but blank white room, absolutely nothing there. Think of like Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory's original movie where he gets zapped into the TV, right? It's nothing but white. That's where you want to put yourself. That's where you want to visualize your path. That's where you want to see your goals, your aspirations. And you want to see it with that bright white background. So that way you know that it's inside already as you're laying that foundation. It's inside that layer of protection, right? You're building your future. You're manifesting and visualizing the things that you want to see unfold in white light to start with. Okay, so it's literally a blank canvas surrounded by nothing but high vibrational energy. So nothing can really tamper with it. Nothing can really stop the way that the divine's going to deliver what you are supposed to receive, right? There might be some obstacles, and I'm getting that yellow brick road type energy where it's like you can be on that path and it's up to you not to get distracted. It's up to you what sidesteps you want to take. Right? Because everybody has free will. Nobody can be violated in a sense where free will is completely stripped. The minute you recognize some tampering, there's something called return to sender. There's something called cleansing your energy, right? Reiki, sound bowls, salt water cleansing. You could even go and do a nice foot bath, spa pedicure. You could do that real beach sand for the pedicure kind, exfoliating on the soles of the feet, right? Because the soles of the feet is rooted to all the major organs within your body. You could just do your own reflexology and check all that out. You also want to watch your daggers, right? Especially if you vibrate in an energy that is similar in nature with Sagittarian energy, right? Anything, you don't have to be Sagittarius as your dominant sun sign. It could be anywhere in your birth chart, or you could just have similar traits and qualities, right? A lot of people have been here multiple lives. A lot of people, right? So you're going to have natural instincts of yourself. You're going to have natural abilities to tap in and do certain things, and you're going to feel certain kind of ways about it. Some people can just do anything at the drop of a dime, right? It's almost like roller skating. You might fall a few times, but you always get right back to where you were from the last time you used to roller skate. Same thing with riding a bike. You can go extended period of times, but you know, you might get a little wobbly, but you'll get it back up. You'll get that skill back, right? So the energy that is here right now is giving you what you need to manifest and create for yourself. So do so with a positive, soft, loving energy, right? If you have that new career that is taken off for yourself, right? Instead of you sitting there saying, woe is me, and being in a low vibrational energy, you want to pick that up, right? You want to say, I've got this awesome opportunity. What ways can I improve? How can I turn this around? How can I not be that one, right? That one that's always going through this. It's that not waiting for someone else to save you, but always rescuing yourself. Not waiting for someone else to give you that extra TLC. In adulthood, it's sink or swim kind of energy, right? You have to think about it like that. You go through kindergarten, you go through elementary school, you go through high school, and it's about building yourself up so that way you can be sufficiently independent on your own without needing other people to give you that extra, extra, extra all the time. And I know it's easy to always want that extra too, right? It's like that, oh, you know, not today kind of, you know, everybody gets in that mood, especially when you've had that chance to kind of baby yourself through COVID and being at home on that pandemic vibe. Even the individuals who utilize Social Security, disability, and all those other things, those are opportunities to take sabbatical, get yourself right, and do the best that you can to get back to being good. Pushing yourself past your comfort level so that way you know where you're at. It's like a constant check-in. Where am I at? How far can I go? Has anything improved? Is things getting better? Are they stagnant, or are they worsening, right? But you're not going to know if you're not pushing yourself. You know what I'm saying? One of the things that I reflected on when I was going through soul review was, if I am on sabbatical on Social Security disability insurance, or if I am on, you know, me or anyone for that matter, if I can sit there and be on social media all day posting, there's no reason why I can't look for a career similar in nature. There's social media account managers. If you're good at posting, there's no reason why you can't get a job working for a social media management company, posting all day long and getting a paycheck for it, right? There's opportunities. There's no more excuses. That's the number one thing that I learned through COVID. It's like there's absolutely no justification for staying stagnant. There's no justification for not looking for alternate ways to pursue and get yourself back in alignment, right? Sabbatical is sabbatical. It's supposed to be a short-term leave of absence or a period of time while you get yourself right. And that's something that I always do to myself, right? If I ever need a sabbatical, I trust my body. I trust myself, right? I start scanning myself. I take that mental health break, kind of going into that hermit mode energy, and you scan yourself, you check yourself, right? What's going on? It's almost like that crash. When people go, 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 work like a workhorse, and they're nonstop, no vacations, no breaks, no mental health, they crash. That's when you have no choice but to take that sabbatical because you didn't recognize those red flags. You kind of just kept plowing through it. Right now, this energy wants you to reflect on things like that, circumstances like that, and elevate yourself so you don't repeat it. Being patient with the promises that individuals make for other individuals is also something that is coming through. It's kind of, you know, that damp, humid feeling in the air. That's how it feels. It's like weighing in heavily. It's not like almost like wet snow kind of energy, but there's no snow. It's just that high moisture feeling. Or, you know, like when you're climbing that mountain, that that misty feeling in the air, that's what it feels like. And that's that energy that's kind of weighing in on people to give you that opportunity. Because remember, water is a conductor for energy. You can communicate outwardly without even opening your mouth at this point, because the physical realm genuinely is vibrating at a minimum of fifth dimension energy, right? So people who have been biting their tongue and not speaking their truth because of inability to, like they don't want to be rejected, or they're worried about circumstances, or they're worried about how things are going to unfold, there's no more worrying, right? It's that energy that kind of gives you the balls that you need to have to get things done, regardless what you choose to do with that information, regardless of what you choose to do with that energy. There's a lot of communication coming through between the spiritual realm and the physical realm because the veil is gone. It's been gone, right? Tables have turned is something that I was speaking on in a prior reading when I was talking about how old eras are dying out, new era stepped in place, right? Vibrational shifts, gravitational pull changes. All of that is continuously growing and unfolding, right? So think about that energy of being able to speak out to a deceased loved one and start to actually feel them and experience them on your own personal level, meaning learning about the clairs and the way that people are able to communicate with the so-called dead, and then actually paying attention to the things that have been unfolding for you period over time, you're going to start to really feel it, right? You're going to really, really, really start to understand, okay, so what this is happening means is that I'm tapping into the clairaudience ability. If you don't want it, it's up to you to turn that off, right? You have free will. You have that power to control the way that you communicate with the in-between. Again, it's like that analog radio going back and forth. Now, the best thing about this energy is a guilty conscience will speak, through this energy, right? So if you have a guilty conscience, or if you've got something that's weighing on you, especially on one side, you are unconsciously or consciously going to start articulating things that allow you hopefully to hear yourself and understand what you're speaking on, that you know, need to deal with. Pretty much. So it's like whatever baggage you have that you haven't addressed, this energy is kind of squeezing it out of you, right? This is that energy that is taking, think of like that energetic sponge, that sponge example that I put on the website, where it's like if you are the sponge and everybody's energy is juice and you're constantly wiping and wiping and wiping, eventually your energy is going to be saturated and it's going to be like that damp, moist feeling around you all the time, that thickness. And it's going to stay like that until you wring yourself out and you rinse yourself off, right? You're at your capacity energetically. And the things that have not been cleared off that table need to be cleared off, in a sense where in order for you to, as you absorb new energy, as you absorb fresh juice, that old juice, it's going to get out of the system. It's coming out. Your body's processing that energy. You have no choice. This is that time of squeezing and rinsing that gets rid of that last of that bullshit that has been lingering and hanging around for quite some time. That's that energy that energetic shift that's going to allow for you to actually be happy within self, regardless of your situation and what you're going through. It's that constantly in gratitude energy that collectively is going to be experienced, right? It's almost like, you know, when summer vibes really kick in, everybody's like off to the beach. I want to go do this. I want to go do that. And you're living, right? That's that energy, that high vibe feeling. that's going to be surrounding you. The more that you're pushing out that gratitude, the more that you're radiating, that's the level that you're capable of embodying, receiving, and vibrating in. Because the universe is mirroring, right? You know how the sun and the moon, they mirror each other. When we call out things like Scorpio and this, and you know, this is that same thing, but right now the sun is radiating on Earth, right? In ways that it hasn't before, because it's been so long. So this nice big fiery ball in the sky is kind of doing its job. It's radiating that essence. It's giving us what we need because we're not projecting the acceptable amount of energy back at it, right? When a plant is dying, it starts, you water it, right? You like, oh shit, let me give extra water. Or let me, you know, put it over here in this window instead of that window. Let me, you know, scan it with that freaking phone app to see what's going on, right? Or like your pet's not doing well, so you take your pet to the vet, or, you know, anything. It could be anything. Figure it out. Google it more if you're not picking up what I'm putting down. So the sun's doing its job. Because this planet collectively isn't radiating the appropriate frequencies that allows for the universe to continuously go round. It's like throwing a wrench into the gears, except the gears are energetic and they're transparent, right? They're not a physical object that you can see with the naked eye. It's a wave, it's a motion. As above, so below. As in, so is all around, right? The way that your blood flows through your body, through the arteries, through the membranes, the universe, energy flows, patterns circulate, right? That means there's planetary systems that are above ours that could possibly be, you know, in a different realm, but right directly above, right? There's, think of like the parts of a clock. Now picture our solar system being one of those gears in a 3D form. Now look at all the other pieces and picture that those other planetary systems function in a similar pattern, as above, so below. We do things for a reason. You know, that's why I'm not even going to keep going with this. So be patient with yourself, be patient with the energy, understand that the energy going on around you is to make sure that everything in the universe is in a healthy flow and things are constantly in the appropriate speed in rotation. So the energy that you project at this point is continuously impacting the way that things are going, right? It's that you've seen it, right? Global warming, you see all this stuff happening. That's the physical symptoms, right? Just like with certain psychic attacks, they'll psychically attack you first, and then you'll start to get the physical symptoms afterwards, right? They go to the place, they pay the money, they do the dirt, and then later you get the experiences, right? So it's the same thing, as above, so below. It happens out there, and the sound, well, energetic waves slowly or at their own speed make their way down here. It's like a ripple effect. I don't know how else way to explain it. So again, that energy is popping out there. That energy is doing its job. It's doing everything that it needs to do. So those sun rays are radiating the appropriate amount of energy for us to be able to transmute the negative aspects of our own lives, right? Using our intuition and taking charge of the things that we need to address within ourselves. Put shit to bed, right? You have a problem with somebody, let it be known. This is that energy where people are going to speak what needs to be spoken. And it's not going, based on the individuals that you're interacting with. It's either going to be productive or it's going to be real petty, right? So be mindful of that. That energy of watering your grass is important too, right? A lot of pentacle energy is forward movement. And this has been going on since summer solstice, June 21st, actually 4 days beforehand. It's that energy of, again, back to that canvas painting, kind of dropping things down in motion and knowing that they're protected and doing what you have to do on your clock, on your time. Knowing that when you're creating your life's work, it's not being created within the future at some point, because that future energy is now. You got to take the steps now as if the future is right now, kind of deal. By doing so, you're allowing the universe to kind of pull in that energy for you. So this, basically what I'm saying is whatever you create is going to be amplified and it's going to return back to you physically in the physical realm. And because we have no veil, we're all going to be experiencing psychic energy. Psychic energy is the new normal, right? That when I was talking about the new era unfolding, I was talking about how tables were going to turn, how things were going to flip around, how those who are typically dominant and aggressive and whatever, they're going to kind of see themselves hopefully and do the work. Those who won't change, who can't change because of their position in karmic energy, will take themselves out, right? The suicide rate was going to go up. Well, little did I know, not only did the suicide rate go up, but so did the murder-suicide rate. People couldn't deal. And they outwardly projected the things that were going on inwardly instead of having that communication. And again, that comes back to that example that, or what I just said about the you can be mature about it or shit can get real petty. Certain people just couldn't be mature about it. So it got petty and they were like, I'll take you out and take me out. I don't give a fuck kind of feeling. So the people who were doing a lot of the gossiping, the things that you were gossiping about, if it wasn't true, it's going to blow up in your face somehow, some way. That's not necessarily going to be a negative thing. For some people, that could be a positive thing, depending on the roles that you played. For those of you who were into hermit mode and did the self-reflection and the transformation and the growth, you're done with being patient. You're done with being kind. You're done with being understanding. Instead, you're in this energy of just taking action and moving forward and accepting things for what they are, the way that they are, and trusting divine timing, right? So minding spending habits too. There's going to be a lot of different things coming around the spending habits and the way that people move when it comes to money. This energy that's also coming through in this new era is doing a lot more of not so much bartering. It doesn't feel like bartering. It just feels like a more of a coming together. It feels more like a not putting differences to the side by any means, but more so just, yeah, it kind of feels like this is it. So either things are mature or they get petty, but either way, it's like confronting it, right? And again, it doesn't have to be in an aggressive or hostile manner, or it could be depending on the dynamic and what's going on. It just feels like that situation just ends. It's terminated, right? Like this is that last blow. Equinox energy is completely gone. The veil's gone. We got rid of third dimension a long time ago as far as it being the normal vibration of the physical realm. And things are being exposed, right? Those who threw stones and hid hands, those who only showed some hands because they wanted to hide some things. Everything's kind of out in the open and exposed. Everything. There's a lot of healing going on too. Yesterday, I kept picking up on the energy of Gitana, and then I kept grabbing that energy of just healing, right? Healing the mind, healing the soul, being able to be in full control of your energetic pattern while you're going through this energetic shift that is related to what we would call the 777 portal. Right? Because that energy has been building up with summer solstice. That energy just means that summer solstice is at its highest point. It's at its peak point, and it's amplified just because of where we are planetary-wise and energetically. Moving forward, this would be a great opportunity for you to stay hydrated, right? Drinking plenty of water, talking to that water, learning and understanding how water impacts the mind, the body, and the soul, not just energetically, not just spiritually, but actually physically, right? Learning how to speak to self and try to heal with self and utilize the gifts that are unfolding around you. And the way that they're unfolding is based on what you're putting out, right? If you're fishing in dirty water, you might get a contaminated fish. If you're fishing in clean water, that's probably more than likely something you can take home, eat, and enjoy without even questioning it, right? You're not going to go fishing in a contaminated body of water where, you know, some of these fishes have like freaking four eyeballs and you know, one fin, weirdo stuff, right? You're going to do and eat from the right areas. Same thing goes with your energetic communication, things that you're doing during this period of energetic shifts, this transformational energy that's going on right now. Again, white canvas. When you're throwing out darkness and bullshit and energetic attacks or negative thoughts and bad intentions, you're in a white room shooting that arrow back to that Sagittarian energy or someone. And again, we've lived many lives. You could have been a Sagittarian in your birth chart in a previous life and you don't have it now, but you still embody that energy. So think about it. You're in a white canvas room surrounded by white light. You shoot that arrow out there with darkness, mud, like you're shooting a mud pie, it's going to splatter. It's going to leave traces. It's going to leave a mess within your own energy as it's shooting through your energetic field to get to the other individual's energetic field. And that doesn't just mean for you. It means for the individuals that are helping you or interacting with you accordingly. Period. Right? Now think about your energy as being that energetic sponge. And every time you cross paths with someone, if they've got that muddy energy on them and in them and they cross paths with you and it's at that perfect orbit or alignment of energy where you happen to cross paths and exchange with that mud, you now have it with you, which is how we have sexually transmitted demons, right? That sex magic where you're able to transfer things to such a nature. And also STDs, right? It's an exchange physically and energetically of contaminated energy. That's why you watch your company and watch who you're around and you watch what you're going through when you're around them, how it makes you feel. Sometimes the person that you are interacting with, their energy could be getting contaminated based on the individuals that they're dealing with, right? If they're a grief counselor or if they work in a funeral parlor and they're always consoling individuals and they're not maintaining themselves, usually they're going to give off that humbled energy, but at times they're going to give off this, because if they're high vibe people and they're full of love and they're full of life, they'll be able to transmute it. You just have to think of it like the energetic flow where if you're a golden yellow and every time you cross paths with someone or you're exchanging energies with someone, right, 6 feet from the fingertips all the way around, you've crossed somebody's energetic field, that spot, that amount of energy turns to another color. It's exchanged, right? It's different. It's now the color green. They're blue, you're yellow, you now have green wherever your paths cross. And the more that that happens, the more saturated you get, the more you dress not yourself, right? You can start to have physical symptoms. You can start to have energetic symptoms. Sleeping habits could be off. So if you're having a hard time sleeping during this energetic shift, try sleeping in a different position, especially one that is in alignment with the way that the moon cycle is. There's also things like actually cleaning your energy because the sun is going to amplify it, right? Put a magnifying glass to something like grass and then you let the sun kind of beam it the right way, you could probably get a fire started. Well, your energy radiates and reflects, right? White canvas painting. This is that energy we're all in, regardless of your vibration. Everything reflects. So think of that sun beaming down right now. everything you're shooting out, it's going to slam right back into you intense, like very intensely. So send out high vibrational energy, send out healing, send out things that you want to embody. So that way, when it slams you back, you've got that added energetic support to what you're physically doing to improve your circumstances and your situation, right? You're matching the universe's energy, or the vice versa. The universe is going to match your energy. So if you're tired of being limited due to body pain, you're going to seek out measures and methods and ways to get yourself out of that. If you are battling an addiction like heroin or meth or whatever it is that's going on right now, whatever the popular drug is, opioids or whatever, by you energetically looking things up and pursuing the path of being clean right now is that flow that's going to give you the support to keep going with it at your pace. It's going to be that I can just kick it kind of vibe. Especially if you're drinking that water and you keep telling yourself as you're drinking that water that these are your goals and you're setting those affirmations. This is also, and I'm coming back around to that pentacle energy, that money energy. If you actually set the intentions to save that money, now's the time to do it because it's actually going to stick. Right? If you have that checking in that savings account and then you have that other account that you, you know, do your stuff with, when you put your money in those other accounts, they're going to stay there. You're not even going to think of it when you're doing the spending. You're going to teach yourself how to have more discipline by any and every way necessary. For those of you who are on the verge of cleaning up your act, meaning going legit, no more doing that living on the edge kind of energy, this is the time for that. Looking for various avenues to pull yourself into something. Don't limit yourself, right? The other day I talked to someone, and I'm going to say it again right now. When you go to, when you got a leaky roof, you need, or you have a bursted pipe, you're going to call a company and you're going to ask them to send somebody, whether it's for a quote or actually like service on the spot. You're not asking them, is the owner of this company a legitimate business person? You're just saying how much and do you accept debit card, right? So stop limiting yourself on the avenues and the opportunities that are in front of you because you've got that mentality that you're not ready or you're not good enough or it's just not going to work for you. It's that energy that right now allows you to be like, yeah, you know what? What the fuck? So you research things before you pour all your money into it, right? Licensure requirements, what requirements you need in order to obtain those licensures, and things like that. You get all the way through, you write it all down, you know what steps you got to take, what limits, right? Maybe one license says you can't have a criminal background, but maybe other licensures say it doesn't matter. There is nothing in there that says anything about it. That's the ones you're going to pursue. You're going to narrow things down in the area that you want to be in. And maybe you don't have a criminal record. Maybe you just have to break yourself free. You finally got some capital together and you want to start a business. No problem. Don't just limit yourself, right? You can do things off the internet and drop ship them. No money invested, period. You could do print on demand, right? Write that book, print on demand. You don't have to have that inventory stacked in sitting there collecting dust and there's your money in profit unsold. It's on the computer. Everything's digitalized. Ebooks, you can ebook that too, right? Where instead of printing a book and sending it out, they could just download the PDF kind of deal. And if they still want a printed copy, then you can go do it yourself. Right? And make your own money instead of going through a print on demand company. There's also things that are going to be shifting when it comes to, again, that bartering energy where it's almost like people are more inclined to support thy neighbor, that energy of One hand washes the other on a commercial level, and not even just commercial, but also residential. It's more of a coming together. You know, I don't want to say it's the Renaissance phase or that Renaissance energy, but it just feels more uplifted. It feels more angelic, more euphoric, more patient, more tolerant. So that energy of people kind of going back again to when that era energy was transferring and we were, that energy was settling where people were basically exposing themselves, right? They weren't able to fight the things and the urges that they wanted to do, even if it violates the laws, right? Like the guy who decapitated his loved one while his loved one was putting his child in a car in broad daylight across from a park. It's like people are going to do what they want to do, and that's going to be the end of it, because that's how toxic their soul is. So think of this energetic shift as kind of allowing that last of that energy to be confronted, to be addressed. Like, let's handle this. You're starting a new cycle, regardless if you want to or not. Everybody's ascending. Everybody's elevating. Nobody's allowed to stay on that same cycle. Everybody has to ascend at this point. There's growth. The energy is forcing that growth, that elevation, regardless of who you are and the type of background or energy that you have always had, right? The veil is gone. So instead of saying, oh my God, I'm hearing voices, I'm being attacked, and this is happening, look into the clairs. Okay, I can hear things like this. This tells me that I am clairaudient. Clairsensual, or, you know, I'm strong suited in this, and this is happening. Start investigating what psychic energy is happening around you and what the symptoms are and how you know and how to control, and start embracing the fact that the tables have turned, right? Mysticism and psychic, well, mostly psychic energy is the new norm. Psychic mediumship is the new norm. Believe it or not, somehow, some way, individuals are going to be able to communicate, and they need to be able to control that themselves. Free will, setting up boundaries, accepting that spiritual guidance or shutting it down. Healing, choosing to release yourself from things that no longer serve a purpose, or healing. And actually healing from them, right? Like, don't be the persons who say, yeah, let's let bygones be bygones. And meanwhile, the minute you get the opportunity, you're on the phone talking shit about that person that you just squash it with. Right? Don't be fake anymore. Being true to your authentic self, no matter who that disturbs, being okay with supporting yourself, standing in your own power. You know, a lot of people basically are protected from their enemies. That's why you shouldn't do witchcraft at this point or be dumb about your energy, right? You want to send out that positive energy because it is going to slam you one more time. You got individuals who are breathing. And as they're breathing, like, the, you know how trees and plants, they can give off oxygen and they're really good for us. As human beings, certain beings are breathing, they're transmuting energy just the same. Breathing in high vibrational energy and breathing in low vibrational energy and breathing out high vibrational energy. Especially the ones who are extremely sensitive to this energetic shift. Headaches intensifying, body pains, not the body pains you're going to get from the weather, the rain, and oh, I'm achy, oh, I'm feeling this, but the body pains that are associated with your inner essence, right? The empath should know what I'm talking about. It's like when you cross paths with someone and you're in a happy, loving mood, and that person's going through something really emotional and they're keeping it hidden from everybody, and you cross paths with them and it's like, boom, it hits you. You just get that sudden, overwhelming feeling of sadness, right? Either you're instantly turning around to see who you just crossed paths with because you're conscious of the exchange of energy, or you're sitting there owning it like it's your own. And you're either sending that automatic, let me pray over them, send them love and light, send them an angel or a guardian or, you know, UFO, whatever you want to give them recognition as, to heal them and love them and help them through whatever it is they're going through. Now, this goes on all levels for all things, right? Basically, this energy is the best energy for all of alchemy, for all transformation, for all spiritual growth. So either you're breathing that transmuted vibrational energy into existence, into this universe, or you're breathing that toxic, we can fucking get petty type vibe. But regardless, our angels, our saints, they're here on the physical world. Physically, energetically, in between, right? Because they have no boundaries. They're not limited. They're limitless. And they're handling business, right? So you send those prayers out. Be that light, because that's the light that, think about it, black sky, go into a room, nothing, pitch black, no windows, no light, no nothing. Light a match. All you're seeing is that flame. How you choose to radiate is your own business. You're in control of that shit. Because make no mistake, in the past, not one mother sucker was touching my vibration. And then when I went into that hermit mode energy, it was kind of like, you know what? I want to know what people want for me. I want to have that touch of it so that way I can slingshot that energy back and learn what the fuck I'm made out of. And so they can see too. That's that coming out of that cave energy, right? Showing yourself what you're capable of, what you can overcome without succumbing and being as petty as the low vibes around you. Stepping in and out of that divine matrix without needing to spend 30 minutes in a yoga pose or restricting yourself or sacrificing, but actually just accepting yourself as something other than a limited being. You know, this person I know for so many years would always tell me, where the mind goes, energy flows. And I'd be like, yeah. I don't want to fucking hear it. This is that energy, like no joke, amplified. Where the mind goes, that energy is flowing. And it's going to stay in your energy until, one, you clean it out, or two, it gets cleaned out through your I can't handle anymore process, right? When the sponge is full, so you have no choice but to wring it out. Although you should be cleaning it in between use anyway. Right? Nightly showers before bed. Never go to bed without a shower. Having a lot of patience. Doing energetic cleanses within the bath. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. As within, so is all around. Water being a conductor of energy. Right? Everybody should be doing those energetic cleanses on themselves by any and all means necessary. Essential oils, actual flowers, lemongrass, rosemary, thyme, anything in that nature. Bring that in for yourself, cleanse yourself, boil it on a stove and let it permeate around the home so you can shift and transmute the energy around you. Be accountable. be in control of your own free will, right? It's that pencil dive energy into the swimming pool. When you hit the bottom, you could either fold your legs and just sit there and take in the fact that you're at the bottom of that pool and there's pressure all around you. Or you can push yourself the fuck back up off that pool, off the floor of the pool, and propel yourself to the top. Ascend. Don't just hit the bottom and then just start swimming to the shallow end, staying under the water completely the entire time with all that pressure around you. Propel yourself up. Breathe. And proceed to the shallow end, right? There's more than one way of doing it, I guess, is what I'm telling you. Be patient with yourself, however path you choose. Again, spiritual cleanses. Watch your energy. Watch your vibration. Know that everything you send out is going to fuck you up because it sits, it splatters around in your energetic field as it leaves accordingly. Everything you send out, even if it's a simple, let me write this down on paper and leave it with you and you can handle this for me later, it's still a part of your energy. You intellectually, consciously, and unconsciously set something in motion and it's yours to own. Assuming that that's what you was doing, right? So drink your water, stay hydrated, talk goodness to yourself, trust how you feel. Be happy with where you're going. A lot of individuals are changing the way that they look at relationships because they're falling into alignment with the appropriate vibrations. By stopping that, Jessie Reyes, I think is her name, right? She did this interview about spiritual solitude and how she wasn't trying to play herself. The average individual in this energy, this energetic shift that we're all in, or this level or process of ascension for the entire planet, has everybody pretty much submerged in that I'm not trying to play myself energy. And the reckless ones who still want to play themselves are taking themselves out or being exposed and being handled accordingly. But don't play yourself. Own your energy. Own your energy. Face yourself. Accept yourself, right? Individuals who were, I don't want to say up Schitt's Creek without a paddle kind of vibe, or just like kind of floating around, or think about, okay, so if you were in a relationship with someone and you guys think about like the Lazy River ride and you just keep going around in circles over and over and over and over and over again. Individuals who didn't know how to get off that ride have docked, right? They've actually stood up and they're no longer on the ride. That makes sense. It's this energy of causing ripples in the water, but not being too far out for the appropriate vibration to feel those ripples. Again, back on that entrepreneur stuff, a lot of individuals need to grow their passion. It's time to get back into track, back on track, or back in alignment with where you need to be. What do you want to do? Okay, what do I need to acquire in order to be able to do what I want to do? What kind of insurance do I have to have? What kind of licenses? What kind of business? What kind of this? What kind of that? Whatever you need. Just get it done. Make a list. And as you have the ability, check them off. See what is required to get what steps done and get done what needs to get done without waiting, right? Maybe you can apply for your EIN number, your tax ID number, but you've got your DBA and your local business certificate, but you still need to go get that insurance and you still need to, get phone lines and cable, internet, and equipment. You can still get the other things done in the meantime, right? Get certain things done now while you're waiting to accomplish the rest. Like, steps now. The future is now. Do what you got to do now. Don't put it off or think about it like, yeah, when I get this, I'll do this. No, do what you can now is that vibe. And it keeps coming back around. And a lot of you are really passionate about this, but you're allowing external influences to kind of discourage you or put you in some level of self-doubt. Yeah, I'm circling around again. I'm repeating the same energy. So that tells me I've gotten my point across and I don't need to keep going. Again, remember, this is that energy, that burst of magic, that summer solstice vibe, that 777 portal energy where you got that lucky lady that trust your intuition and things don't go wrong, right? Trust that feeling you get when you have, you know that saying, damn, that person's got big balls. That's fucking ballsy. Use that vibe. You know, embody that energy without, you know, letting ego take over, of course, and handle business is what I'm saying. And again, there's two paths right now. This vibration is too high for the third path. That third path energy is freaking gone. There's two paths, right? And it's, you can be mature or you can be petty. Both are going to be handled accordingly. So choose how you want to go about things. Just remember, what you put out is going to slap you right back forward. So be smart about it. Be calculated about it and know what you're doing. Again, learn about psychic energy. Learn about the clairs. Learn about the ways that you can communicate and then pay attention to the things that you are experiencing. And think of it more of a happening for you, not to you type of energy. No, this isn't a psychic attack. I'm really hearing voices. I'm tapping into psychic energy. Do I want this for me or do I want to shut this off and go back to sleep kind of vibe? Well, there's no denying it. There's no ignoring it. It's going to be the average every day, a part of everybody's life going forward, regardless if you want to embody it yourself. You know, you're just going to now be the equivalent to what used to be a psychic person and the collective people not being psychic. Tables have turned. So see it as such, right? See it as opportunities for growth. Cut back where you can cut back or find other ways to supplement, right? Drop shipping, contacting mom and pop shops to see how you can resell their products. And now you're working for thy neighbor instead of the man, right? Bartering. It's not bartering, but in a way it's kind of one hand washes that other energy where it's like, okay, you have this product. Well, instead of me recreating or reinventing it, let me just like push it. Let me sell it. Let me promote it. Let me do this. Let me do that. I can, you know, and then as the orders come in, I'll buy from you. And this is the packaging, right? Like drop shipping one more time. That's going to be big. I'm also picking up on this energy of like little hubs, right? Where these mom and pop shops or these little shops everywhere, you could order things online, but you'll be able to pick them up in the local area, right? Kind of like an Amazon locker, but it's an actual store. And that's how those people are doing their business. I just see, I'm back to that energy of that mom and pop shop stuff really taking off at this point, things really going and shifting in that direction. And I know I called that out when I said this whole era change was happening initially. This is that vibration where it's supporting all of that. This is that every year we go through this, now we're going up one more notch. Well, this one more notch is doing a lot, right? People are off that lazy river vibe. They've docked their little float and now they're doing what they need to do, handling life. You've got people, again, putting an end to situations and being confrontational. And some people are being confrontational in a mature adult way, and some people are being petty and getting petty behavior right back kind of vibe. Some people are pursuing their passions and taking things. Again, it's just ascension and taking things up a notch. So that's what I have for you. Enjoy this vibration. Choose wisely. You know, do your meditation. Do whatever it is you need to do to get your zone going. And think of that white canvas energy. What do you want to see for yourself? Paint what you want. See yourself conducting yourself in the flow, in the manner of the way that you want. Right? Visualize where your life is going and proceed accordingly. Vibrate higher. Right? Fruits, water, veggies, nuts. If safe to consume more often than not. A lot of people are going to even just feel like that's enough. Clean eating. And that's hard, and I get it, but it's going to eventually be the dominant energy, go-to energy, go-to foods. That get it out of your system vibe, again, is very dominant, and I can't shake it. So get it out your system. Give things to a closure. Get that freaking tattoo if you want the tattoo. Go to the wine tastings all around your area or out of area if that's what you want to do. But it's that putting things into motion, checking the boxes, getting that list accomplished and actually putting it to bed. I don't have a list anymore because this happened and I finally did this for myself and now I got this going on, right? Breathe. Putting things into alignment so you can breathe, progressing, not staying stagnant. Again, with that, what I said when I first started this, when I went on sabbatical, I was so antsy. I was like, no, I can't just sit. Like, I'm not going to just sit there. I had to start something. And then I did sit there when I needed to, right? But you keep fighting. You keep, it's that sink or swim. You can do the back float for so long, but it's time to get some speed going, right? It's time to pick things back up and keep it moving. We're out of that accountability, and those who did not take accountability, or if accountability wasn't delivered the way that it would, let it go and allow the divine to step into place. Remember that prayer is heard because they're here. They've never left, right? There's so many of them and they're limitless. They hear everything. Our vibration, right? If you go to NASA and you listen to the different sounds of the different planets and the way that it sounds and you overlap them all and you play it as one song, that's what our engine sounds like. That's the amperage that we send out into the universe, the vibrational pattern that goes out. That's our force collectively. So when there's a lot of negative or low vibrational energy radiating off of the most euphoric planet in this system, that euphoric sound is like breaks metal on metal. Oh shit, let me go get that looked at. Right? So watch your vibration, watch your energy. Collectively, it matters. And again, you could be mature, you could be petty, but there's really no in between, right? There's no falseness. There's no more mask. There's no more hiding hands. And that goes for everybody because everybody genuinely is in this psychic energy. This intuition is popping. Those balls are fucking big on that mother sucker, right? Damn, you have big balls. Yeah. That energy is lively. So if you have that psychic energy happening, learn about it, study it, set up your boundaries with it. If you are still in that, I'm from COVID and I'm not ready to go back to work because I've got this handed to me or I've got this situation, what can you do that allows you to stay in that situation? What feels allow you to work from home? figure it out, but take forward motion. So that way the continuous pattern can keep going for you continuously, right? Don't be stagnant. Don't be that low vibrational energy that's fucking with the collective energy that's being radiated from our planetary system. Because they're going to be like, oh shit, let me check it out. Let me get my brakes fixed. And you're going to outwardly project the appropriate energy and you're going to do what you need to do to correct yourself. Either you grow, you ascend, you transform on your own, or the universe is going to do something and it will be handled accordingly. That I've got too much ego and I'm going to fuck shit up vibration will be handled accordingly. Think about it like individuals who want to puff their chest, like, I feel victimized, I'm going to F you up kind of shit, instead of owning their part. When the time comes to throw down, they're going to be like, no, I had a minute to reflect on myself. And yeah, I was fucked up, right? Seeing themselves, because everything's being reflected back. So be patient. Be patient with the people around you. Be patient with yourself and be patient with the way that things are going to unfold. Accept them as well, right? When it's all, everybody has some shit that they don't want to swallow. We're all going to be swallowing it. So again, that's it. I'm sorry. Gotta go. Sorry.